Thanks for joining us for Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore on 90.5 WKAR. 3 months ago, Jennifer Rita was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, or MS. An artist, Jennifer decided to learn more about her disease by creating art. She started the project A Year of MS. The online journal features portraits of people with MS painted by Jennifer. Each painting is accompanied by the subject's story. By the end of the year, Jennifer hopes to have completed 365 portraits. Jennifer Rita, welcome to Current State.
Hi, thank you.
Real nice to meet you. It's such an interesting response to MS. What provoked you to start this project?
Well, MS is a lot of waiting. Waiting for your next relapse, waiting for results from different tests, and I had to keep myself busy. And the way that I express myself is through my art. It's a way of helping me heal and a way of helping keep me busy and not over-educating myself online.
And you work in watercolors or what?
There's some watercolor, some acrylic, some graphite, and some charcoal.
So we laid out the project in brief here, but give us a little bit more detail on how you line up your subjects and how you establish contact with them.
Well, I've gone through the National MS Society Michigan chapter, and they've put me up on their Facebook, and I've been talking to Marlo Donato. She's an author over in London. She's got me on her website and on her Facebook page, and we've got the blog, and so people contact me through email, and because my subjects are all over the world, we do it through pictures. They send me a bunch of pictures, and I work through those to get my portrait, and then they send me just a paragraph or so. Most of them don't want to write too much because they're not writers. So they send me a paragraph or so, and we accompany that with the portrait.
This is a chance, though, for you to bond more intimately than an awful lot of other MS patients, I think, with other people who have the disease. What's that been like?
It really is. It's very healing to hear their stories. I mean, these are some amazing people. They're one lady's run a marathon, climbed Kilimanjaro. I mean, it's just after being diagnosed with MS. Something that, you know, most of us see as this is going to stop my normal life.
How do you decide who you're going to pursue? I mean, are you getting more people responding than you have time for? I mean, how do you decide who to paint?
Well, so far I've got 79 people lined up to be subjects, so I'm still looking for almost 300 more. So if you're interested, come find me on my website.
What is that?
It is ayearofms.wordpress.com.
Okay.
But they send me their pictures and they send me their stories, and as long as it's not something that's completely negative, I'm going to use it. If it's something that's going to help me or help somebody else by hearing the story, I'm going to use it, and I'm going to do the portrait.
Which account has been most memorable for you so far?
Well, when I was first diagnosed, I was hooked up through the National MS Society with an MS peer, somebody else who had gone through MS, who was there to answer questions for you so that you could just vent to them if need be.
Of course.
Or, you know.
Of course.
And so I was able to use my MS peer who had helped me as one of my portraits. And she's the one who climbed Kilimanjaro. She races. She's a graphic
Your
design
MS
artist.
Your MS peer climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
Wow. My goodness. What is the thought process like when you're hearing other people's accounts, though, other people's stories? What's going through your head?
Well, there's some stories that, you know, you just have to, you read them and then you just have to walk away from them for a couple minutes because it's like, wow, they've gone through so much more than what I've gone through, or they've gone through so much more than a normal person should have to go through.
It's a very unpredictable disorder.
It is. It's different for everybody. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I chose to do the portraits in all the different mediums, is because each story is so different. So I wouldn't want to do them all in graphite and have them all the same, because they're not the same.
Yeah.
And each story is so different. And I'm finding through all the stories that a lot of people are diagnosed when they're having a significant life change. Like, a lot of the women were diagnosed within a year of being married. And it's because stress brings on a lot of the symptoms.
Well, it also strikes younger people in
right.
general. So.
But yeah, I mean, I'm finding through the stories that a lot of them are through major life changes that they're being diagnosed.
Mm.
So it's, I think the stress
How
brings out the symptoms that they've had for a while. But
yeah. What are the participants' reactions to seeing their portraits? What's that like?
Well, my MS peer was like, wow, it looks like me.
That's always nice
to
hear.
Well, I hope so. But they love it. I had one who called me from London crying because it was her and her daughters. And it was just, it was so beautiful to her to see it.
I can imagine. What was your understanding of MS prior to starting the project? Prior to your own diagnosis,
well,
I guess.
Honestly, the only time I'd ever heard about it was on TV shows. And most of the time it was people going into wheelchairs and, you know, not being able to walk or be a big participant in life. And so when the doctor told me that it might be MS, it kind of, I was like, oh God, I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
What's your regimen like, though, as far as dealing with the symptoms?
Well, I'm not on MS medications yet. We've got a couple other things that are going on, trying to find the right medication. And so right now,
That can take some time, I know.
It takes some time.
Several options there, and that we've made quite a bit of progress in terms of that. But matching the medication with the patient still takes some time.
Right. There are days when I feel like $1 million. There are days when I can sleep all day. I mean, I do take a nap almost every day to conserve my energy. And it's just finding ways to conserve your energy. Because you don't always have it.
Right. Once you're through 365 portraits, what do you anticipate after that?
Well, we are in talks with a couple different galleries throughout the country who would like to do shows. So hopefully a year-long tour of the pictures. And then at the end of that, all the portraits will be for sale, the originals, to the people who were the subjects first, of course, and then 75% of the proceeds will go to the National MS Society Michigan chapter.
How did you first notice, when did you first realize you had a problem? I mean, how did this get started?
My husband and I were out for a walk, and I kind of blacked out, and I fell.
Mm.
And then I was having problems with my speech, and I had no strength on my right side. So we went to the doctor. We thought, well, maybe it was a stroke. And she thought, well, maybe it was a stroke. So we went in, we did MRIs and all kinds of fun tests. And then they saw the lesions on my brain and sent me to a neurologist.
And that was how long ago?
About 6 or 7 months ago.
And what was it like getting that diagnosis when they first said it's multiple sclerosis?
I remember getting in my car and telling my husband it's not. Like, it's not.
Kind of went into denial
Like, automatically went into denial. I was like, this isn't happening.
My wife was diagnosed some years ago, and the variability to this disorder is just amazing because it manifests itself in dozens, if not hundreds, of different ways. But her first experience was she got up one morning and she swore she felt like she had run a marathon the day before. Just her legs were just so weak, and that was the trigger. Can you describe for our listeners scientifically what happens in multiple sclerosis?
Well, you have a cover over your nerves. It's called myelin, and it's your immune system is eating away at that myelin.
Right.
And it causes lesions on your brain and on your spinal cord.
Right.
So depending on where the lesions occur, it affects different areas of your body.
You are currently running a Kickstarter campaign. Tell us what you hope to do with the funds.
Well, we've only got 12 hours left, so the link will be up on the 100 or a year of ms.wordpress.com. But I need it to be able to mat and frame all the pictures. I need it for supplies, so I can keep going. Paper gets expensive when you get into the artist's grade paper.
And you are basing your operation where? Are you here in the Lansing area?
I am here in Lansing. I do everything from my home studio.
Was it always your aim to be an artist? I mean, has this just come together here? You were planning on being an artist all along?
Well, I've always been an artist, but I worked in the hotel industry for about 12 years. And all through grade school and high school, I wanted to be a family law attorney.
Oh, interesting.
So a little off, but I mean, art's always been a big part of that. Uh-huh. Art was always going to be a big part of that.
Okay. Well, Jennifer Rita, it's been a pleasure to get to know you. Jennifer is the originator of the Year of MS project. And once again, the website is
ayearofms.wordpress.org.
.com. Very good. Jennifer Rita, continued success and best of luck.
Thank you so much.